Eugene DePasquale has been auditing the waiver program since April. In a Tuesday update, he said the system suffered from changing guidelines and arbitrary and opaque decision-making.
Businesses were asked to hit a moving target, and even when they did get a waiver approved, sometimes the answer changed.
DePasquale says about 120 applications were denied after first being greenlit. Another few hundred were approved despite initially being rejected. DePasquale noted that lawmakers and lobbyists advocated for some firms and says he hopes to review more of those communications. The Pennsylvania Department of Community and Economic Development says outside influences had no impact on the waiver decisions, and it says it reversed itself on only a tiny fraction of the more than 42,000 applications received. Anlie Herring in Pittsburgh.